From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For a couple of weeks, the White House has hinted that President Obama would lay out his jobs agenda after Labor Day. And today, Mr. Obama asked House and Senate leaders if he could address a joint session of Congress next Wednesday evening, the same day and time as a Republican presidential debate. Well, late this afternoon, House Speaker John Boehner said that won't work. How about the next night? For more on this strange case of scheduling and politics, we're joined by NPR's Mara Liasson. And Mara, explain what's going on here.
Well, it's a complete circus. The president wrote a letter to the House and Senate leadership saying he'd like to give a speech on Wednesday night. This is the formality that he has to do. And then they have to say, yes, we're inviting you up there. And then later in the day, the first thing that happened, by the way, is there was the kerfuffle over the Republican primary debate, mm-hmm. which was occurring at the same time in California. There were howls from the Republican National Committee saying the president was trying to upstage the Republican candidates. But then later in the day, Speaker Boehner wrote a letter to the president and said, you know, that's not really convenient for us. We have votes scheduled at 6:30 that evening. I think that you should reschedule and come on Thursday at a time that works best for you.
He said they need time to actually prepare the chamber and...
Yes,
do a sweep.
Yes, but mostly he says it's inconvenient for him because they're going to be voting at 6:30.
So what happens? Is Thursday open for the president?
Well, one of the things that happens now is that we have competing versions of what actually transpired. The White House says that they discussed this with the Speaker's office and told them they were going to be requesting Wednesday night, and no objections or concerns were raised. The Speaker's office now says that it was never asked if that date worked for the House, and nobody in the Speaker's office signed off on the date. So now the White House has to decide, does it push back and say to the House, how about showing up for work a little bit earlier on Wednesday so we can do the sweep, the security sweep, and give the speech, or do they give in to the House's new request and give the speech on Thursday? But there's a problem on Thursday because it's the beginning of the NFL football season.
Uh-huh.
And that will cut into viewership.
Okay. I'm sure we'll return to this subject, but for now, let's talk about the president's speech itself. How would you describe the task that President Obama has before him to address a jobs program at a time when we don't expect very much cooperation if something involves spending?
No, we certainly don't. I think the president has two big holes to climb out of. The first one is the economic hole. We've got the recovery faltering. He has to offer a package of proposals that will strike economists and ordinary people as ones that, if they were enacted, really would do something to boost economic growth and jobs. And that's going to be very difficult since there are not a lot of arrows left in the fiscal policy quiver. He can't have another big stimulus plan or a huge public works project. The deficit is too big for that, and the political climate won't accept it. The second hole the president has to climb out of is his own political hole. His numbers on leadership have just plummeted over the summer, partly because the economy is weakening, and presidential approval numbers are always proxies for the health of the economy, but also because he hurt himself so badly in that debt ceiling debate. He came out looking weak. He laid out his bottom lines, his non-negotiable demands, and then he negotiated them away. So he has to be ready not just to lay out a package, but to talk about his ideas with clarity and then really fight for them.
Well, is there any reason to expect that Republicans would be open to any of his ideas, or are we back where we were over the debt ceiling?
No, well, there's no reason to assume the Republicans would pass any of these, even though the president says that these should get bipartisan support because some of his ideas were once Republican ideas. For instance, he wants to extend the payroll tax cut, which would put about $1,000 in every average working person's pocket. But Republicans, surprisingly, have not warmed up to this particular tax cut. They say it's not stimulative, but Democrats say that shows Republicans are only for tax cuts when they're for the wealthy and not for the middle class.
Mara, thanks. I'm glad we could arrange this time to talk.
Yes, I'm glad it was convenient for both of us.
It's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.